Lori, L-O-R-I, Atkins, A-D-K-I-N-S, 42767. Today is 6/5/2024. Chief complaint, I can't breathe, number one. Number two, cough. Next one is congestion. Next one is sore throat. Next one is issues with history of asthma. Patient was last seen ever in the hospital on or about 1/17/24 with an asthma attack. She uses her albuterol on a regular basis. Today's problem is really sinus congestion. She has a lot of issues with sinuses because her ex-husband broke her nose some years ago. She's never seen the ENT doctor, but she thinks that would really help her control her symptoms on the left side of her face, period. And paragraph, she's had some nausea, no vomiting. Status post cholecystectomy a year ago. No hematemesis, hematochezia, positive history of carotid stenosis. Positive swelling in the neck, and at one time they told her she had abnormal kidneys. She also has low extremity edema, but her thyroid has been stable in the past. She hasn't had any blood tests over a year, period. Review of system as above. Medication includes Singulair, Mobic, Albuterol, Lisinopril, Atrovastin. Today, flu test, strep, and COVID are all negative. Next number, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, anxiety, surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy. Social, divorced, has been pregnant 3 times, has 5 babies, single, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, last period, 1996, status post hysterectomy once again. Mammogram is due. Colonoscopy has been done. Review of system as above, allergy, codeine, hydrocodone, and Spiriva. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 248 pounds, weights up another 10 pounds from last year. 98%, 98.8, 20/89, 120 over 69, heart, positive, small positive, two lungs, bronchi. A few coarse breath sounds, few wheezes, abdomen soft, TMs red, posterior pharynx red and inflamed. Septal appears deviated. Narrow passages on the left neck shows lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows the 1 plus edema. Assessment number 1, sinusitis, number 2, bronchitis, number 3, asthma, number 4, bronchodm, next one is Medrol, next one is Z-Pak, next one is rosefenogram now, next one is Decadron 8 milligram now, next one is pedal edema, next one is rule out thyroid issues, next one is rule out sleep apnea, next one is referred to ENT, next one is she does have RVH on the ultrasound, next one is she's obese, next one is she does have tiredness and hypersomnolence, which are consistent with sleep apnea, next one is status post cholecystectomy, has frequent bowel movements, but diarrhea and a dumping syndrome is not an issue. Next number, liver looks good. Next number, she's not drinking too much alcohol. Next number is I don't see any abnormality on her kidneys. I've asked for the CT scan to be sent over from the hospital. Next number, check blood work, including kidney function. I suspect the renal function may have been affected by the volume depletion last time she was in the emergency room with acute cholecystitis. Next number is cholecystectomy. Next number is doesn't feel well today, but will come back for her blood work, including thyroid. Next summer's yearly mammogram ordered. Next summer's colonoscopy is up to date once again. Oh, family history, no cancer reported, but hypertension and diabetes is present. Next summer's obesity. Next summer's, I told her that if she has issues with sleep apnea, most likely she's not going to lose weight, so we're going to set her up for a sleep study because of all the symptoms that she's having. And she promises to set up for a mammogram at a later date and come for blood work. Thank you.